Well, Julie, I wanted to take a moment here at this 25th Hoosier Beef Congress to visit with you and your daughter. One, because you were here showing 25 years ago at the first Hoosier Beef Congress.
I was 15 years old, Dave, and this is a pretty special place. Certainly has a very special place in my heart, having worked for the Indiana Beef Cattle Association, but also having grown up in the livestock industry, raising beef cattle, to be able to bring the next generation, my daughter, back to the show.
Well, let me ask, what do you remember about that first show 25 years ago?
I remember probably most vividly the white gates and the bright lights in the show ring, and that's one thing that hasn't changed. A lot of things have evolved, certainly, since the show initiated itself over a quarter of a century ago, but most of all, I remember walking into the spotlight and thinking, you know, how in the world did I get here? And, you know, not a day goes by that I don't thank my mom and dad for giving me that opportunity.
Well, Jordan, your mom was 15 when she showed at the Hoosier Beef Congress. How old are you?
8.
So what was the experience like for you when you walked in here this year to show for the first time?
I was kind of nervous.
Did mom and dad help ease those nerves a little bit?
A little.
Just a little, huh? Well, tell me about the steer that you're showing here at this Hoosier Beef Congress.
Well, when I work with it, it's tame, and then when I get in the show ring, it's kind of wild.
So you have a little more work to do with it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask Jordan, how much time do you spend in the barn working with your animals?
A lot.
Yeah? And what do you enjoy about it?
I really like walking them.
So what has mom and dad told you, what have they shared with you to prepare you for the show ring?
They have worked with me, and they have washed my cows with me. They have walked with me.
Is it teaching you some things?
Yeah.
I'll bet it has. Julia, let me ask, what does it mean to you and Chris to have a daughter like Jordan walking into this show ring here for the 25th show?
I'll tell you, it's a lot more difficult being a parent than I ever thought it would ever be. Last night in the showmanship ring, as her steer wasn't behaving as we all wanted him to, but thinking about her little 55-pound body against the 780-pound steer that she was wielding around the ring made me a little nervous. But we made it through, and I'm awfully proud of her.
Jordan, now you also participated, I understand, in your first judging contest?
Yeah.
So what was that experience like?
We had to judge cattle, and you had to circle the number of what you wanted to do, what they wanted you to put them in order like.
So what was that experience like? Was it what you expected?
Not exactly.
No? What surprised you about it?
Well, I didn't know that we were going to have a piece of paper.
Now, I understand that that there's been some folks around home that helped you for to kind of get you ready for that judging contest?
Yeah.
Who helped you out?
My mom and dad.
Yeah? And what kind of advice did they give you?
They gave me to smile and make and focus.
Ah, very good. Well, your first Hoosier Beef Congress, you'll be in the show ring later today with your steer. Is it something that you kind of have to get prepared for?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of preparation, what do you have to do to get the steer ready for the show?
I have to put stuff on its legs, and I have to comb it.
So you're going to be busy here before too long.
Yeah.
Jordan, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to visit with us about your experience here at this Hoosier Beef Congress.
You're welcome.
Julia, you got quite a young lady here that is going to do well.
Yes, obviously she doesn't have the voice that her mom does right now, but I am sure the day will come where we can't make her be quiet. So.
Well, I hope that's the case. And Jordan, it's been a pleasure to have a chance to interview you here at this Hoosier Beef Congress. Good luck in the show.
Okay.